Praise the Lord. I'm so blessed to be able to be with you. Today is a very gloomy day here in San Antonio. We appreciate those all the time. I know it sounds really silly, and if I was living in Michigan still, I would not be saying that, but it means rain, and we always appreciate rain here in San Antonio. We don't get very much of it, and it just reminds me that God reigns on the just and the unjust, and how important it is that we are praying for our government officials. We're praying for this election. That's so important, and that we pray for each elected official, and so that's going to be the focus for our prayer today, because we know that tomorrow is Election Day. Here in San Antonio, we've had record-breaking early voting, so praise God for that, that people realize what a privilege this is. Let's open in prayer, and then we'll jump right into our study time. Father God, thank you so much for this day. I pray that you would just give us strength today and every day, Father, and that you would just speak through my mouth of clay, that I would decrease, that you would increase, that we would come away refreshed and empowered. And Father God, thank you for uniting your sons and your daughters, Lord, here on this call this morning. We praise you and we thank you, and we ask this in Jesus' name. Amen. You know, it's so important that we really focus on praying, especially for our election. We're privileged to be a part of a country that can choose our leaders here in America. And as people who believe that godly leaders are a source of a blessing to a nation, this provides us with an incredible opportunity that we've got to make sure that we take advantage of. You know, the dangers arise, however, when we begin to put our hope in the leaders rather than the Lord, right? We've got to focus on both, right? It's our responsibility to go in and vote and to take that responsibility very, very seriously. However, we need to make sure that we keep our hope in the Lord. You know, the word is really clear that we should have an undivided heart and trust only in the Lord. It tells us in Psalms 20, verse 7, some trust in chariots and some in horses, but we trust in the name of the Lord our God. And we know that God is definitely watching what's happening here, and he's such an integral part. You know, Paul in 1 Timothy 2, 1 through 4, he had a great, great teaching on prayer. And one of the major things that he talked about is to pray for those in authority. And according to Paul's reasoning, we want good government that allows us to live lives that ultimately free us to evangelize those who are lost. Right? We don't want to lose our religious freedoms. We want to be able to have the freedom to be able to live our life according to what we see the word telling us. I think Paul would have been absolutely amazed that Christians one day could actually take part in selecting their leaders. I mean, think about it. At his time, they were feeding Christians to the lions, and they were having to go into the Colosseum and be burned alive, and sometimes even burned just as torches for their belief. And to be able to think that Christians actually could go in and vote for their leader, I'm sure he would just be amazed. He would be running through the streets, encouraging every single person to vote, and encouraging them that they needed to do this, that this was so, so vitally important. And I think that he'd be just so incredibly outspoken, and he would just love the fact that we could get involved in selecting the leaders for the purposes of God to be fulfilled in our lives, in our local government, our cities where we live, in our communities, but then on such a much larger scale, because we know the influence that the United States of America has on the world. And even though this election has been such a fiasco, and I won't get started on that because I could go on and on for hours, and it's taken away some of the influence that we have with other nations, we are still the greatest nation on this earth. And so I want to encourage you that if you're an American listening to this, that you vote, that you pray, that you are on your knees, and you do what it takes to get as many people in to vote as possible. You know, praying for the electoral process is one of the first steps that we see when Paul wrote in 1 Timothy. It tells us that we want to make sure that we are moving forward to pray for those individuals that are in government. So why do we pray for the elections? There's several compelling reasons. The first is that the Bible tells us to pray for those who are in leadership. This should certainly include those who are trying to become our leaders and vying for that opportunity. Secondly, godly leaders can help slow the erosion of religious liberties in our land. This can provide an increased window of opportunity for the church to pray and to evangelize as well. The third reason would be, according to Scripture, it tells us in Proverbs 14:34, righteousness exalts a nation, but sin is a disgrace to any people. So the selection of our leaders who understand and lead according to God's righteous standards can be a great blessing to this nation. And lastly, for the purpose of our talk today, as Scripture also says, for lack of guidance, a nation falls, but victory is won through many advisors, according to Proverbs 11:14. So the determination of who leads our nation will also determine who advises the leaders and how we are guided. And that is vitally, vitally important. A couple of things that I think that we really need to focus on as far as prayer goes is definitely we need to pray for the judges of this nation. It tells us that in Deuteronomy 4:8 that they would seek wisdom and that comes from above. During this next 4 years, I believe that we'll be replacing three Supreme Court justices. That will have a huge effect on what happens with our country. We need to ask the Lord to thwart the efforts of those who would remove religious freedom from our nation, according to Galatians 5:1. We need to pray for truth to become valued again in American society, according to John 8:32, and pray that our nation will increasingly see that God is our only refuge in the midst of the troubles of this world, according to Jeremiah 33:6. We need to pray for the election process. We need to make sure that it's safe and a fair election. The Lord prompted my heart middle of last week to start praying against any disruptive protests and then also against anything that would happen after the election. So if you would just keep that in your prayer time as well. We need to pray for a huge turnout of voters. We need to ask the Lord to remove those who might try to unjustly and illegally change the outcome of the voting. We need to pray for protection from any attacks from the enemies that would prevent or delay the election. We also need to pray for the candidates and the leaders and their families, and that we just need to ask the Lord to remove all envy and selfish ambition, according to James 3:16. We need to also pray that the candidates that are voted in will take brave stands for righteousness, even when it may not be well received. That's vitally important. We need to pray for the church as well, for a spirit of humility and outreach in the church towards those who the Bible calls as the least among us. And we need to really encourage each person to vote. I'm going to encourage you to be posting on your Facebook. I don't care who people are voting for. I want you to take that up with the Lord. I want you to do according to what you believe God would have us to do as far as, the important things for our country, the things that are morally right, what it tells us in the Word. But I want you to make sure that you're posting about voting. I want you to call five or six people today, call five or six people tomorrow, make a list of people, and just make sure they voted. If you haven't seen that they did early voting, most people are posting that on Facebook, call them, encourage them, do whatever it takes. We also need to pray for the media, that truth is going to be established, and a media bias will be tempered by fairness. We need to pray for revival. We need to definitely be praying for, in spiritual warfare against the enemy and his attacks. Some things that I think are vitally important are life of the unborn, nature of the family and the marriage, religious freedom, U.S. relationship with Israel, the growing threat of terrorism and the fear and the mistrust it brings, racism and the growing divisiveness. And we have such a spirit of idolatry and tolerance here for the things that are blatantly wrong inside of according to what the Word tells us, that we really need to turn away from that. It tells us, I want to read that scripture in 1 Timothy 2:1-4 today. First of all, then I urge that supplications, prayer, and intercession, along with thanksgiving, be made for all people, for kings and all who are in high positions, that we may lead a peaceful and quiet life. That's been my prayer, that we can lead a peaceful and quiet life. godly and dignified in every way. And I know that has not been the case for our election so far. This is good, is what it tells us in the Word in 1 Timothy 2:1-4. This is good, and it's pleasing in the sight of God our Savior, who desires all people to be saved and come to the knowledge of truth. That's the basis for everything that's been on my heart for prayer around the election this year. Romans 13:1 says, let every person be subject to the governing authorities, for there is no authority except from God, and those that exist have been instituted by God. We need to keep that at the forefront of our mind. Jeremiah 29:7 says, but seek the welfare of the city where I have sent you to exile, and pray to the Lord on its behalf for its welfare. In its welfare, you will find your welfare as well. So as your city is prospering, as your local government is prospering, that's what's going to be happening on your behalf. So I just want to really, really encourage you to do that. And lastly, before we go to the Lord in prayer, 2 Chronicles 7:14, I'm standing on this today. If my people who are called by my name humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, then I will hear from heaven and I will forgive their sin, and I will heal their land. Father God, we just come before you today, and we just praise you, Father, that you are in control, that you are the one that is going to be promoting, and that you will be the one that will be putting in our next president. Father, you tell us when there is fear that we need to have our faith rise up. So we rebuke fear in Jesus' name. And, Lord, we just cancel the assignment of the enemy over the United States of America and over this election. In Jesus' name, we take authority. And we take authority over fear. And we ask now in Jesus' name that it be gone and that faith rises up. When fear is saying no, faith says go. And so, Father God, we just say go to the polls. Go and vote. Have your will and your way, Father God, in our lives. We pray that every single person would be very serious about this election and this election process in Jesus' name, that they would go and take their rightful responsibility. Lord, we thank you for this incredible opportunity that we have to be able to vote. And Lord, as the election continues and approaches, tomorrow being election day, Lord, we seek a better understanding of the issues and concerns that confront our city, our state, and our country, and how the gospel compels us to respond as faithful citizens in our community. We ask for eyes that are freed from blindness so that we can see each other as brothers and sisters, Lord, and that we will act and we can see exactly what each candidate would truly do so that we can move your kingdom forward. Lord, we just pray for those that have become victims to deceit and to poverty. We ask for ears that will hear the cries of the children of the unborn and those who have been abandoned, men and women oppressed because of race or creed or religion or gender. Father God, we ask that freedom comes, and we know that the truth, when we have the truth will set us free. And Lord, we know that that is Jesus and can only happen in Jesus. So we ask right now that we are humbling ourselves, Father God. We are praying. We are saying we are a sick and a weak nation, Father God, and we do not want that. We want to be restored back to the nation that you have called us to be so that we can go and be a light into the places of darkness, not only it across the outside of our borders, but inside of our borders, in Jesus' name. Father God, we are seeking your face. We're turning from our wicked ways, and you tell us that you will heal our land. You will forgive our sins. So we stand in the gap, interceding on behalf of those of our country, Father God. And we ask that you would heal our land, that you would bring it back to its rightful state, Lord. We know that according to your word in Jeremiah 29:7, that as our country prospers, as our cities and our communities prospers, we will as well. We want to live in a peaceful and quiet life. Lord, we know that you want it to be godly and dignified in every way. So we ask that not only the election process would be this way, but our country would turn this way in Jesus' name. Lord, we ask for minds and hearts that are open to hearing the voice of leaders who will bring us closer to your kingdom. We pray for discernment so that we can choose leaders who will hear your word, live your love, and keep in the ways of your truth. And as they follow in the steps of Jesus, Lord, I pray that you will guide us to your kingdom of justice and peace in Jesus' name. Lord, we just ask that you will bring forth a revival now in Jesus' name. We pray for another great spiritual awakening to sweep the nation as the Lord's people learn to humble themselves and continue with a contrite spirit and tremble at the word of the Lord. We ask, Lord, that you bring revival to the church in America and to our country and to our counties and our states and our local communities, even our neighborhoods and our homes, in Jesus' name. We pray for the preachers of America to fearlessly proclaim the word of God regarding sin and God's love, according to Romans 5:8. Father God, we pray specifically for truth to be established as the standard for our news media. We pray that media bias be tempered in all by fairness in Jesus' name. And we ask that Christianity will receive fair coverage in all reports. We ask for great awareness and discernment for the Lord's praying people. Lord, I pray that more will rise up in Jesus' name. As I'm praying throughout the day, Father God, I pray you continue to do the exact same thing as we pray for these families and for our country as we pray over this election. We pray for physical protection for all candidates and their families throughout this entire rest of this campaign season. We know that we're coming to the final hours, Father God. We pray that peace would reside, that there would not be any riots in Jesus' name, that we call forth peace in our country and unity. We rebuke division in Jesus' name, and we beseech the Lord for a strong hedge of protection around the nation itself during this time of decision in Jesus' name. And Father God, we pray for a spirit of humility and outreach in the church towards those whom the Bible calls the least among us. We pray that churches in our community and area will preach the gospel of Christ powerfully. Lord, we thank you for the freedom that we have in you and the wisdom to understand that freedom. We pray for a spirit of consecration and holiness to come upon us in Jesus' name. We pray for a spirit of compassion to come over the church in the United States so that we will begin to seriously live out the lifestyle of Jesus in our communities, that we would be the hands and the feet, not just giving lip service, if that. Father God, we just know that you tell us in your word that you will spit us out if we are neither hot nor cold. So right now, in Jesus' name, I pray that the fire of God just come upon each Christian and ignite them, that they're so on fire that they are bold in spirit. They're boldly speaking out in Jesus' name. And we pray for a spirit of compassion to come over the Church of the United States so that we can begin seriously to live that lifestyle in Jesus' name. We ask, Lord, that you will help to strengthen the trumpet call to intensive prayer so that it can be heard throughout the church in the United States, that prayer would rise up and prayers would rise up in Jesus' name. We ask, Lord, that you would help us to have a strong prophetic voice in America again in Jesus' name. We pray for a spirit of repentance to fall upon the church and fall upon the United States that would cause it to turn back to you, and that we would start seeking you and we would humble ourselves to pray. Father God, we pray for a spirit of courage to rise up in the church. We commit to enduring whatever it takes to see the fulfillment of your purposes in our nation. We pray that the Church of America will live in such a way that the peace of Christ comes out into the councils of our nation, Lord, according to Romans 12:2. We pray for a movement of the Spirit that creates a dramatic cultural transformation in the United States, bringing about a nation that has learned to put its hope in the Word of God. Lord, we ask that you awaken the church to the temporary nature of the nations and to the eternal nature of the reign that you have, because we know that you are in charge. Lord, we pray for wisdom in every single thing in Jesus' name. Lord, we pray for the salvations of those who are in leadership in our nation. We ask the Lord to remove all envy and selfish ambition, according to James 3:16. We pray for the candidates that will take brave stands for righteousness, even though it may not be well received. Father God, according to Psalm 9:9, Lord, we pray that the families will be protected from harm and unnecessary scrutiny. Lord, it doesn't do any good to do this tearing apart of our leaders and our candidates. Lord, I pray that you would help us to lift them up, to look for the good and the good qualities in each one of them. And Lord, we ask that you will surround each leader at whatever level, Lord, that you will surround them with godly advisors. Lord, help us to speak truth and light and wisdom and leadership in Jesus' name ourselves. Help us to be the light in the darkness. Help us not to hide our light under the bushel. We rip that off now in Jesus' name, and we say, fan that fire into flame that's inside of our hearts. We pray that each candidate would focus on the issues that we face as a nation and not on personal attacks on the other candidates or on personal agendas in Jesus' name. Father God, we pray for safe and fair elections, according to John 14:1. We ask you to remove those who might try to unjustly and illegally change the outcome of the voting, in Jesus' name. We pray for a huge turnout of voters. We pray for protection from any attacks from the enemy that would prevent or delay the election, in Jesus' name. And Father God, we pray for the judges of this nation, that they would seek the wisdom that comes from above, We according to Deuteronomy 4:8. And that goes for every single official, Father God. We ask, and for each candidate as well, we ask, Lord, that you will thwart the efforts of those who would remove religious freedom from our nation, in Jesus' name. We pray for truth to become valued again in American society. We pray that our nation will increasingly see that God is our only refuge in the midst of trouble of this world. Lord, we thank you that you are our refuge. Lord, we thank you that you protect us and you love us and you take us underneath your protective wings. And Father God, I pray that you will help us not only to feel protected, but feel protected to the extent that we will go out and be bold in spirit, in Jesus' name. We pray for our judicial system and our lawmakers, that there is justice for all, tempered by mercy and compassion, and that you would guide our nation, according to Isaiah 1:17. Father, we repent on behalf of our nation because we've turned from making Scripture the basis of law, leaving behind wisdom and looking to ourselves for truth. According to Zechariah 7:9, Father God, we just come before you and we just ask right now, in Jesus' name, that we would return back to Scripture being the basis of every single thing that we do, whether it's something that we do in our own lives, in our own home, in our businesses, in our communities, in our counties, in our states, in our nation. Lord, we just commit to you in Jesus' name. Lord, we ask that you pour out your spirit of repentance on our nation, that we might become a nation committed to following your ways again. We pray that the United States would repent of its corporate rejection of the Word of God as the basis of law, now in Jesus' name. And we pray that holy fear of God will sweep across our nation, leading us back to that place of wisdom, according to Isaiah 50:10. Father, we just love you and we praise you and we just thank you that we know that what we've asked for today, the unity, the peace, the direction of these leaders, that the placement of godly leaders would come into place, that you would do a mighty work in their hearts, even now in Jesus' name, and that people would take on that responsibility in the name of Jesus. We just praise you that what we've prayed for today, it tells us that we have it if we believe it with unwavering faith. So, Father God, we stand united, and we stand with unwavering faith now in Jesus' name, waiting, Lord, for you to fulfill your promise. Our faith is increased. Our fear is gone in Jesus' name. And, Father God, I pray for Connie, Lord. We just ask that this would be a day that is productive as possible, that her business and company would be the center of excellence as she so desires. Lord, we thank you for ordinary days where we can accomplish your work, that we can be about our Father's business and accomplish things in such a mighty way. Father God, we praise you that Carol's mom is getting better, and Lord, I pray that you will send her home at the right time. I pray for strength for her and for Melanie as well, and we pray for strength for Carol's mom as well. Lord, we thank you for the doctors catching the fluid on the lungs, and we ask that it be gone now in Jesus' name. All fluid be gone off of John's lungs in Jesus' name, and that he has a speedy recovery and complete recovery in Jesus' name. Lord, we pray for traveling mercies for Phil as he's gone for 2 weeks. But, Lord, I praise you that you will guide and direct Carol's steps every single day. Help us to be some of the most productive 2 weeks of her entire life. And, Lord, that you will set up divine appointments and she will feel your and be infused with your love and your energy in Jesus' name. And, Father, we do pray for Justin and his wife and Avery, Lord, that they will be able to find affordable health care in the Fort Worth area for that precious Avery. We pray protection around her in Jesus' name. And Father God, I pray a blessing upon our nation. I pray, Lord, that you would bless it in Jesus' name. Lord, that it would not be a time where we're cutting down our leadership and we're going behind their backs and we're saying things that are not uplifting and encouraging, but that, Lord, I pray a blessing upon each person that is running for office or that is in office currently, Father God. I thank you that that you are keeping our economy strong. I pray that finances to come in from the north, the south, the east, the west, in unexpected places, Father God, that you would restore us, that you would give us a new sense of creativity, the ability to create wealth for this nation, and influence and leadership. And Lord, I pray a blessing of spiritual purity upon us in Jesus' name. Lord, I thank you for this time. I thank you for these believers that took time out of their schedule, your sons and your daughters today, to uplift this country and to be powerful, mighty prayer warriors, not only for themselves with selfish ambition, Father God, but that they are willing to lay aside their busy work day and say, Father God, this is important. We want to pray. We want to humble ourselves. We want our nation healed. We are willing to unite. We're willing to get on our knees. We're willing to humble ourselves. So, Father God, hear our cry. Hear our cry and bless these people. Bless your children. Bless our country in Jesus' name. Amen. Make it a fabulous week. Please, please, please continue to pray. Don't think that the battle is over. We are spiritual, in a spiritual war here, and we are the warriors. We are the warrior sons and daughters. We are the priests of this nation, and it's our responsibility that we continue to pray. And even after the election's over, it doesn't stop there. A lot of people think, like, oh, okay, well, there, whoever's in office is in office. No, we need to pray diligently and faithfully for our leaders. They need it. And don't forget your religious leader in your community as well. They need it as well. So have a great week, guys. I appreciate you being here. I'm going to stop the recording and see if there's anything else that you feel like we need to pray about. But make it a great week. Bye, everybody.